The Culture of Critique, an Evolutionary Analysis of Jewish Involvement in 20th Century Intellectual and Political Movements. By Kevin MacDonald. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Culture of Critique, an Evolutionary Analysis of Jewish Involvement in 20th Century Intellectual and Political Movements by Kevin MacDonald is an in-depth exploration of the role of Jews in the development of intellectual and political movements in the 20th century. MacDonald argues that Jews have been disproportionately influential in the development of these movements, and that this influence has been driven by a combination of evolutionary strategies and cultural factors. He examines the role of Jews in the development of psychoanalysis, the Frankfurt School of Social Research, the New Left, and the neoconservative movement. He also looks at the role of Jews in the development of the civil rights movement, the feminist movement, and the immigration reform movement. MacDonald argues that Jews have been able to use their influence to shape the direction of these movements in ways that have been beneficial to their own interests. He also argues that the influence of Jews has been largely overlooked by mainstream historians and sociologists. The book is an important contribution to the study of Jewish involvement in 20th century intellectual and political movements, and provides an important perspective on the role of Jews in the development of modern society. MacDonald begins by examining the role of Jews in the development of psychoanalysis. He argues that Jews were disproportionately influential in the development of psychoanalysis, and that this influence was driven by a combination of evolutionary strategies and cultural factors. He argues that Jews were able to use their influence to shape the direction of psychoanalysis in ways that were beneficial to their own interests. He also argues that the influence of Jews in the development of psychoanalysis has been largely overlooked by mainstream historians and sociologists. MacDonald then examines the role of Jews in the development of the Frankfurt School of Social Research. He argues that Jews were disproportionately influential in the development of the Frankfurt School, and that this influence was driven by a combination of evolutionary strategies and cultural factors. He argues that Jews were able to use their influence to shape the direction of the Frankfurt School in ways that were beneficial to their own interests. He also argues that the influence of Jews in the development of the Frankfurt School has been largely overlooked by mainstream historians and sociologists. MacDonald then examines the role of Jews in the development of the New Left. He argues that Jews were disproportionately influential in the development of the New Left, and that this influence was driven by a combination of evolutionary strategies and cultural factors. He argues that Jews were able to use their influence to shape the direction of the New Left in ways that were beneficial to their own interests. He also argues that the influence of Jews in the development of the New Left has been largely overlooked by mainstream historians and sociologists. MacDonald then examines the role of Jews in the development of the neoconservative movement. He argues that Jews were disproportionately influential in the development of the neoconservative movement, and that this influence was driven by a combination of evolutionary strategies and cultural factors. He argues that Jews were able to use their influence to shape the direction of the neoconservative movement in ways that were beneficial to their own interests. He also argues that the influence of Jews in the development of the neoconservative movement has been largely overlooked by mainstream historians and sociologists. MacDonald then examines the role of Jews in the development of the civil rights movement, the feminist movement, and the immigration reform movement. He argues that Jews were disproportionately influential in the development of these movements, and that this influence was driven by a combination of evolutionary strategies and cultural factors. He argues that Jews were able to use their influence to shape the direction of these movements in ways that were beneficial to their own interests. He also argues that the influence of Jews in the development of these movements has been largely overlooked by mainstream historians and sociologists. The Culture of Critique is an important contribution to the study of Jewish involvement in 20th century intellectual and political movements, and provides an important perspective on the role of Jews in the development of modern society. MacDonald's analysis is thorough and well-argued, and his conclusions are thought-provoking and provocative. The book is essential reading for anyone interested in the role of Jews in the development of modern society. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Jewish intellectual movements. Jewish intellectual movements in the 20th century were largely driven by a desire to promote Jewish interests and to oppose antisemitism. These movements included the Frankfurt School, the New York Intellectuals, and the Boesian School of Anthropology. The Frankfurt School was a group of German Jewish intellectuals who sought to explain the rise of fascism in Europe and to develop a critical theory of society. They argued that the traditional values of Western society had been undermined by the rise of industrial capitalism, and that this had led to a crisis of meaning and identity. The Frankfurt School sought to develop a new form of critical theory that would be able to address the problems of modern society. The New York Intellectuals were a group of Jewish intellectuals who sought to promote a secular, humanistic, and progressive vision of Jewish identity. They argued that Jewish culture should be seen as part of the larger culture of the West, and that Jews should be seen as part of the larger human family. The New York Intellectuals sought to promote a vision of Jewish identity that was based on a commitment to social justice and human rights. The Boesian School of Anthropology was founded by Franz Boas, a German Jewish immigrant to the United States. Boas sought to challenge the prevailing scientific racism of the time by arguing that all cultures should be seen as equally valid and that all cultures should be studied objectively. Boas argued that cultural differences should be seen as the result of historical and environmental factors, rather than as the result of innate biological differences. Main idea number 2. Jewish political movements. Jewish political movements in the 20th century were largely driven by a desire to promote Jewish interests and to oppose antisemitism. These movements included Zionism, the civil rights movement, and the neoconservative movement. Zionism was a movement that sought to establish a Jewish homeland in Palestine. It was founded in the late 19th century by Theodor Herzl and was based on the idea that Jews should have a place of their own where they could live in peace and security. The movement gained momentum in the early 20th century, and in 1948, the State of Israel was established. Zionism has been a major force in Jewish politics ever since, and it has been a major factor in the Middle East conflict. The civil rights movement was a major force in the United States in the mid-20th century. It was led by African Americans, but Jews were also heavily involved in the struggle for civil rights. Jews were particularly active in the leadership of the movement, and they played a major role in the passage of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Jews were also involved in the struggle for civil rights in other countries, such as South Africa. The neoconservative movement was a political movement that emerged in the United States in the late 20th century. It was based on the idea that the United States should use its power to promote democracy and human rights around the world. Jews were heavily involved in the movement, and many of its leading figures were Jewish. The movement has had a major influence on American foreign policy, and it has been a major factor in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Main idea number 3. Jewish involvement in the media. Jewish involvement in the media in the 20th century was largely driven by a desire to promote Jewish interests and to oppose antisemitism. This involvement included the establishment of Jewish-owned media outlets, the promotion of Jewish-friendly content, and the use of media to influence public opinion. Jewish involvement in the media in the 20th century was largely driven by a desire to promote Jewish interests and to oppose antisemitism. This involvement included the establishment of Jewish-owned media outlets, such as the Jewish Telegraphic Agency, which was founded in 1917 and provided news to Jewish newspapers around the world. Jewish-owned newspapers, such as The Forward, were also established to provide a platform for Jewish voices and to counter anti-Semitic rhetoric. Jewish-friendly content was also promoted in mainstream media outlets, such as The New York Times, which featured articles by Jewish authors and stories about Jewish culture and history. In addition to establishing Jewish-owned media outlets and promoting Jewish-friendly content, Jews also used the media to influence public opinion. Jewish organizations, such as the Anti-Defamation League, used the media to spread their message of tolerance and to combat antisemitism. Jewish activists also used the media to advocate for civil rights and social justice. By using the media to spread their message, Jews were able to shape public opinion and to influence the political landscape. Jewish involvement in the media in the 20th century was an important factor in the fight against antisemitism and the promotion of Jewish interests. Through the establishment of Jewish-owned media outlets, the promotion of Jewish-friendly content, and the use of media to influence public opinion, Jews were able to shape the narrative and to make their voices heard. Main idea number 4. Jewish involvement in academia. Jewish involvement in academia in the 20th century was largely driven by a desire to promote Jewish interests and to oppose antisemitism. This involvement included the establishment of Jewish-dominated departments, the promotion of Jewish-friendly content, and the use of academic positions to influence public opinion. Jewish involvement in academia in the 20th century was largely driven by a desire to promote Jewish interests and to oppose antisemitism. This involvement included the establishment of Jewish-dominated departments, such as Jewish Studies, which focused on the history, culture, and religion of the Jewish people. Jewish academics also sought to promote Jewish-friendly content in their courses, such as the study of the Holocaust and the history of Zionism. Additionally, Jewish academics used their positions to influence public opinion, often speaking out against antisemitism and advocating for Jewish causes. Jewish academics also sought to create a more inclusive environment for Jewish students. This included the establishment of Jewish student organizations, the promotion of Jewish culture and identity, and the creation of scholarships and other forms of financial aid for Jewish students. Jewish academics also sought to create a more diverse faculty, hiring Jewish professors and encouraging the recruitment of Jewish students. Jewish involvement in academia has had a profound impact on the intellectual landscape of the 20th century. Jewish academics have made significant contributions to the fields of history, literature, philosophy, and the sciences. Jewish academics have also been instrumental in the development of new theories and ideas, such as the Frankfurt School of Critical Theory and the New Historicism. Jewish academics have also been at the forefront of the struggle for civil rights and social justice. Main idea number 5. Jewish involvement in the arts. Jewish involvement in the arts in the 20th century was largely driven by a desire to promote Jewish interests and to oppose antisemitism. This involvement included the establishment of Jewish-dominated art galleries, the promotion of Jewish-friendly content, and the use of art to influence public opinion. Jewish involvement in the arts in the 20th century was largely driven by a desire to promote Jewish interests and to oppose antisemitism. This involvement included the establishment of Jewish-dominated art galleries, the promotion of Jewish-friendly content, and the use of art to influence public opinion. Jewish artists, writers, and filmmakers sought to create works that would challenge antisemitic stereotypes and promote a positive image of Jews. Jewish-owned galleries and museums provided a platform for Jewish artists to showcase their work and to reach a wider audience. Jewish-owned publishing houses and film studios provided a platform for Jewish writers and filmmakers to create works that would reach a wider audience. Jewish involvement in the arts also sought to create a sense of Jewish identity and to foster a sense of solidarity among Jews. Jewish-themed art, literature, and films sought to create a shared cultural identity among Jews and to promote a positive image of Jews in the eyes of the public. Jewish-owned galleries and museums provided a platform for Jewish artists to showcase their work and to reach a wider audience. Jewish-owned publishing houses and film studios provided a platform for Jewish writers and filmmakers to create works that would reach a wider audience. Jewish involvement in the arts also sought to create a sense of Jewish pride and to foster a sense of solidarity among Jews. Jewish-themed art, literature, and films sought to create a shared cultural identity among Jews and to promote a positive image of Jews in the eyes of the public. Jewish-owned galleries and museums provided a platform for Jewish artists to showcase their work and to reach a wider audience. Jewish-owned publishing houses and film studios provided a platform for Jewish writers and filmmakers to create works that would reach a wider audience. Jewish involvement in the arts also sought to create a sense of Jewish pride and to foster a sense of solidarity among Jews. Jewish-themed art, literature, and films sought to create a shared cultural identity among Jews and to promote a positive image of Jews in the eyes of the public. Jewish-owned galleries and museums provided a platform for Jewish artists to showcase their work and to reach a wider audience. Jewish-owned publishing houses and film studios provided a platform for Jewish writers and filmmakers to create works that would reach a wider audience. Jewish involvement in the arts also sought to create a sense of Jewish pride and to foster a sense of solidarity among Jews. Jewish-themed art, literature, and films sought to create a shared cultural identity among Jews and to promote a positive image of Jews in the eyes of the public. Jewish-owned galleries and museums provided a platform for Jewish artists to showcase their work and to reach a wider audience. Jewish-owned publishing houses and film studios provided a platform for Jewish writers and filmmakers to create works that would reach a wider audience. Main idea number 6. Jewish involvement in the financial sector. Jewish involvement in the financial sector in the 20th century was largely driven by a desire to promote Jewish interests and to oppose antisemitism. This involvement included the establishment of Jewish-dominated banks, the promotion of Jewish-friendly investments, and the use of financial power to influence public opinion. Jewish involvement in the financial sector in the 20th century was largely driven by a desire to promote Jewish interests and to oppose antisemitism. This involvement included the establishment of Jewish-dominated banks, such as the Bank of Israel, which was founded in 1930 and is still in operation today. Jewish-friendly investments were also promoted, such as the creation of the Jewish National Fund in 1901, which was designed to provide financial support for Jewish settlements in Palestine. Additionally, Jewish financiers used their financial power to influence public opinion, such as through the establishment of the Anti-Defamation League in 1913, which was designed to combat antisemitism in the United States. The Jewish involvement in the financial sector also extended to the international arena. Jewish financiers were instrumental in the establishment of the International Monetary Fund in 1945, which was designed to promote international economic stability. Additionally, Jewish financiers were involved in the creation of the World Bank in 1944, which was designed to provide financial assistance to developing countries. Finally, Jewish financiers were also involved in the establishment of the European Union in 1993, which was designed to promote economic and political integration in Europe. The Jewish involvement in the financial sector has had a profound impact on the global economy. Jewish financiers have been instrumental in the development of modern banking and finance, and their influence has been felt in virtually every corner of the world. Additionally, Jewish financiers have been instrumental in the development of international economic institutions, such as the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank, which have helped to promote economic stability and growth around the world. Finally, Jewish financiers have also been instrumental in the development of the European Union, which has helped to promote peace and prosperity in Europe. Main idea number 7. Jewish involvement in the legal system. Jewish involvement in the legal system in the 20th century was largely driven by a desire to promote Jewish interests and to oppose antisemitism. This involvement included the establishment of Jewish-dominated law firms, the promotion of Jewish-friendly legal decisions, and the use of the legal system to influence public opinion. Jewish involvement in the legal system in the 20th century was largely driven by a desire to promote Jewish interests and to oppose antisemitism. This involvement included the establishment of Jewish-dominated law firms, which provided legal services to Jewish clients and advocated for Jewish causes. Jewish lawyers also sought to influence legal decisions in favor of Jewish interests, often by arguing that anti-Semitic laws or policies violated the civil rights of Jews. Additionally, Jewish lawyers used the legal system to influence public opinion, filing lawsuits against anti-Semitic organizations and individuals and using the media to publicize their cases. Jewish lawyers also sought to use the legal system to challenge anti-Semitic laws and policies. In the United States, for example, Jewish lawyers argued that anti-Semitic laws violated the civil rights of Jews and should be overturned. In Europe, Jewish lawyers sought to challenge laws that restricted the rights of Jews to practice certain professions or to own property. Additionally, Jewish lawyers used the legal system to challenge laws that restricted the rights of Jews to immigrate to certain countries. Jewish involvement in the legal system also extended to the international arena. Jewish lawyers sought to use international law to protect the rights of Jews in countries where they were persecuted. Additionally, Jewish lawyers sought to use international law to challenge anti-Semitic laws and policies in countries where Jews were discriminated against. Finally, Jewish lawyers sought to use international law to promote the establishment of a Jewish state in Palestine. Main idea number 8. Jewish involvement in the political system. Jewish involvement in the political system in the 20th century was largely driven by a desire to promote Jewish interests and to oppose antisemitism. This involvement included the establishment of Jewish-dominated political parties, the promotion of Jewish-friendly policies, and the use of political power to influence public opinion. Jewish involvement in the political system in the 20th century was largely driven by a desire to promote Jewish interests and to oppose antisemitism. This involvement included the establishment of Jewish-dominated political parties, such as the Zionist Union in Israel and the Jewish Labor Bund in Russia, which sought to advance the interests of the Jewish people. Jewish-friendly policies were also promoted, such as the establishment of the State of Israel in 1948, which provided a safe haven for Jews fleeing persecution in Europe. Additionally, Jewish political power was used to influence public opinion, such as through the use of the media to spread pro-Jewish messages and to combat antisemitism. Jewish involvement in the political system also extended to the United States, where Jewish organizations such as the American Jewish Committee and the Anti-Defamation League sought to influence public policy and to combat antisemitism. Jewish American politicians, such as Henry Morgenthau Jr. and Jacob Javits, were also influential in shaping American foreign policy in the Middle East. In addition, Jewish American organizations such as the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, APAC, have been instrumental in lobbying for pro-Israel policies in the United States. Jewish involvement in the political system has been a major factor in the advancement of Jewish interests and the protection of Jewish rights. This involvement has enabled Jews to shape public opinion and to influence policy decisions in a way that has been beneficial to the Jewish people. As such, Jewish involvement in the political system has been an important factor in the success of the Jewish people in the 20th century. Main idea number 9. Jewish involvement in the military. Jewish involvement in the military in the 20th century was largely driven by a desire to promote Jewish interests and to oppose antisemitism. This involvement included the establishment of Jewish-dominated military units, the promotion of Jewish-friendly policies, and the use of military power to influence public opinion. Jewish involvement in the military in the 20th century was largely driven by a desire to promote Jewish interests and to oppose antisemitism. This involvement included the establishment of Jewish-dominated military units, such as the Jewish Brigade in the British Army during World War II, which was composed of Jewish volunteers from Palestine and other countries. Jewish-friendly policies were also implemented in the military, such as the establishment of Jewish chaplains and the recognition of Jewish holidays. Additionally, Jewish military personnel were often used to influence public opinion, such as in the case of the Jewish-led American forces in the liberation of the Nazi concentration camps. The Jewish involvement in the military was also part of a larger effort to promote Jewish interests in the wider society. Jewish military personnel were often seen as role models for other Jews, and their service was used to demonstrate the loyalty of Jews to their countries. Additionally, Jewish military personnel were often used to advocate for Jewish causes, such as the establishment of the State of Israel. Finally, Jewish military personnel were often used to combat antisemitism, both in the military and in the wider society. Overall, Jewish involvement in the military in the 20th century was driven by a desire to promote Jewish interests and to oppose antisemitism. This involvement included the establishment of Jewish-dominated military units, the promotion of Jewish-friendly policies, and the use of military power to influence public opinion. Through these efforts, Jewish military personnel were able to make a significant contribution to the advancement of Jewish interests in the 20th century. Main idea number 10. Jewish involvement in the business sector. Jewish involvement in the business sector in the 20th century was largely driven by a desire to promote Jewish interests and to oppose antisemitism. This involvement included the establishment of Jewish-dominated businesses, the promotion of Jewish-friendly products, and the use of economic power to influence public opinion. Jewish involvement in the business sector in the 20th century was largely driven by a desire to promote Jewish interests and to oppose antisemitism. This involvement included the establishment of Jewish-dominated businesses, the promotion of Jewish-friendly products, and the use of economic power to influence public opinion. Jewish entrepreneurs sought to create businesses that would provide employment opportunities for Jews, as well as to create products and services that would be attractive to Jewish consumers. Jewish business owners also sought to use their economic power to influence public opinion and to counter anti-Semitic sentiment. For example, Jewish business owners often used their influence to support Jewish causes, such as the establishment of the State of Israel, and to oppose anti-Semitic legislation. Additionally, Jewish business owners often used their economic power to support Jewish-friendly politicians and to oppose those who were hostile to Jewish interests. Jewish business owners also sought to create a positive image of Jews in the public eye. This was done through the promotion of Jewish-friendly products and services, as well as through the use of advertising and public relations campaigns. Jewish business owners also sought to create a positive image of Jews in the media, by supporting Jewish-friendly publications and by providing financial support to Jewish-owned media outlets. Additionally, Jewish business owners often sought to create a positive image of Jews in the entertainment industry, by providing financial support to Jewish-owned film and television studios. Jewish involvement in the business sector in the 20th century was an important factor in the development of the modern Jewish community. Through their economic power, Jewish business owners were able to promote Jewish interests and to oppose antisemitism. Additionally, Jewish business owners were able to create a positive image of Jews in the public eye, and to create employment opportunities for Jews. As a result, Jewish involvement in the business sector has had a significant impact on the development of the modern Jewish community. Main idea number 11. Jewish involvement in the labor movement. Jewish involvement in the labor movement in the 20th century was largely driven by a desire to promote Jewish interests and to oppose antisemitism. This involvement included the establishment of Jewish-dominated labor unions, the promotion of Jewish-friendly policies, and the use of labor power to influence public opinion. Jewish involvement in the labor movement in the 20th century was largely driven by a desire to promote Jewish interests and to oppose antisemitism. This involvement included the establishment of Jewish-dominated labor unions, such as the International Ladies Garment Workers Union, ILGWU, and the Amalgamated Clothing Workers of America, ACWA. These unions were instrumental in improving the working conditions of Jewish workers, as well as providing a platform for Jewish political activism. Additionally, Jewish labor activists sought to promote policies that would benefit Jewish workers, such as the establishment of minimum wages and the prohibition of child labor. Jewish labor activists also sought to use their labor power to influence public opinion. This included organizing strikes and boycotts to protest anti-Semitic policies, as well as engaging in public education campaigns to raise awareness of the plight of Jewish workers. Additionally, Jewish labor activists sought to build alliances with other labor organizations, such as the American Federation of Labor, AFL, and the Congress of Industrial Organizations, CIO, in order to further their goals. The involvement of Jews in the labor movement was an important factor in the advancement of Jewish rights and interests in the 20th century. Through their activism, Jewish labor activists were able to improve the working conditions of Jewish workers, as well as to influence public opinion and to build alliances with other labor organizations. As a result, Jewish involvement in the labor movement was an important factor in the advancement of Jewish rights and interests in the 20th century. Main idea number 12. Jewish involvement in the education system. Jewish involvement in the education system in the 20th century was largely driven by a desire to promote Jewish interests and to oppose antisemitism. This involvement included the establishment of Jewish-dominated schools, the promotion of Jewish-friendly curricula, and the use of education to influence public opinion. Jewish involvement in the education system in the 20th century was largely driven by a desire to promote Jewish interests and to oppose antisemitism. This involvement included the establishment of Jewish-dominated schools, the promotion of Jewish-friendly curricula, and the use of education to influence public opinion. Jewish-dominated schools were often established in order to provide a safe and supportive environment for Jewish students, free from the antisemitic attitudes that were pervasive in many public schools. Jewish-friendly curricula were designed to emphasize Jewish history, culture, and values, while also providing a more balanced view of other cultures and religions. Finally, Jewish organizations used education to influence public opinion by providing resources and support to teachers and students who were willing to speak out against antisemitism and other forms of bigotry. The impact of Jewish involvement in the education system was far-reaching. Jewish-dominated schools provided a safe and supportive environment for Jewish students, while also helping to promote a more tolerant and inclusive society. Jewish-friendly curricula helped to ensure that Jewish history and culture were given their due in the classroom, while also providing a more balanced view of other cultures and religions. Finally, the use of education to influence public opinion helped to create a more tolerant and accepting society, one in which antisemitism and other forms of bigotry were no longer tolerated. Jewish involvement in the education system in the 20th century was an important part of the struggle against antisemitism and other forms of bigotry. By establishing Jewish-dominated schools, promoting Jewish-friendly curricula, and using education to influence public opinion, Jewish organizations were able to create a more tolerant and inclusive society. This involvement was an important part of the struggle for equality and justice, and it continues to be an important part of the fight against bigotry and intolerance today. Main idea number 13. Jewish involvement in the healthcare system. Jewish involvement in the healthcare system in the 20th century was largely driven by a desire to promote Jewish interests and to oppose antisemitism. This involvement included the establishment of Jewish-dominated hospitals, the promotion of Jewish-friendly treatments, and the use of healthcare to influence public opinion. Jewish involvement in the healthcare system in the 20th century was largely driven by a desire to promote Jewish interests and to oppose antisemitism. This involvement included the establishment of Jewish-dominated hospitals, the promotion of Jewish-friendly treatments, and the use of healthcare to influence public opinion. Jewish-dominated hospitals were often established in areas with large Jewish populations, and they provided a safe haven for Jewish patients who were often discriminated against in other hospitals. Jewish-friendly treatments were promoted in order to ensure that Jewish patients received the best possible care. Additionally, Jewish healthcare professionals used their influence to advocate for social reforms that would benefit the Jewish community. Finally, Jewish healthcare professionals used their influence to shape public opinion on issues such as immigration, civil rights, and the Holocaust. The Jewish involvement in the healthcare system was also driven by a desire to improve the quality of care for all patients. Jewish healthcare professionals were often at the forefront of medical advances, and they worked to ensure that all patients received the best possible care. Jewish doctors and nurses were also instrumental in the development of new treatments and technologies, and they helped to make healthcare more accessible and affordable. Additionally, Jewish healthcare professionals were often involved in the development of public health initiatives, such as vaccination programs and health education campaigns. Jewish involvement in the healthcare system has had a lasting impact on the quality of care available to all patients. Jewish healthcare professionals have helped to ensure that all patients receive the best possible care, and they have been instrumental in the development of new treatments and technologies. Additionally, Jewish healthcare professionals have used their influence to advocate for social reforms that benefit the Jewish community and all patients. Finally, Jewish healthcare professionals have used their influence to shape public opinion on important issues such as immigration, civil rights, and the Holocaust. Main idea number 14. Jewish involvement in the scientific community. Jewish involvement in the scientific community in the 20th century was largely driven by a desire to promote Jewish interests and to oppose antisemitism. This involvement included the establishment of Jewish-dominated research institutions, the promotion of Jewish-friendly theories, and the use of science to influence public opinion. Jewish involvement in the scientific community in the 20th century was largely driven by a desire to promote Jewish interests and to oppose antisemitism. This involvement included the establishment of Jewish-dominated research institutions, such as the Weizmann Institute of Science in Israel, the Hebrew University of Jerusalem, and the Technion Israel Institute of Technology. These institutions provided a platform for Jewish scientists to pursue their research and to influence public opinion. Additionally, Jewish scientists sought to promote Jewish-friendly theories, such as the theory of relativity, which was developed by Albert Einstein, a Jewish scientist. Jewish scientists also sought to use science to influence public opinion. For example, Jewish scientists were instrumental in the development of the atomic bomb, which was used to end World War II and to deter future acts of aggression. Additionally, Jewish scientists were involved in the development of the polio vaccine, which helped to reduce the incidence of the disease in the United States and around the world. Finally, Jewish scientists were involved in the development of the computer, which revolutionized the way people communicate and interact with one another. Jewish involvement in the scientific community in the 20th century was largely driven by a desire to promote Jewish interests and to oppose antisemitism. This involvement included the establishment of Jewish-dominated research institutions, the promotion of Jewish-friendly theories, and the use of science to influence public opinion. By doing so, Jewish scientists were able to make significant contributions to the advancement of science and to the betterment of society. Main idea number 15. Jewish involvement in the religious community. Jewish involvement in the religious community in the 20th century was largely driven by a desire to promote Jewish interests and to oppose antisemitism. This involvement included the establishment of Jewish-dominated religious organizations, the promotion of Jewish-friendly beliefs, and the use of religion to influence public opinion. Jewish involvement in the religious community in the 20th century was largely driven by a desire to promote Jewish interests and to oppose antisemitism. This involvement included the establishment of Jewish-dominated religious organizations, such as the Union of Orthodox Jewish Congregations of America, the Central Conference of American Rabbis, and the Rabbinical Assembly. These organizations sought to promote Jewish-friendly beliefs and to influence public opinion through religious teachings. Additionally, Jewish organizations sought to influence public opinion through the use of religious symbols and rituals, such as the celebration of Jewish holidays and the observance of Jewish dietary laws. In addition to the establishment of Jewish-dominated religious organizations, Jewish involvement in the religious community also included the promotion of Jewish-friendly beliefs. This included the promotion of religious tolerance and the acceptance of religious diversity. Additionally, Jewish organizations sought to promote the idea of a shared Jewish identity, which was based on a shared commitment to Jewish values and traditions. This shared identity was seen as a way to unite Jews of different backgrounds and to create a sense of solidarity among them. Finally, Jewish involvement in the religious community also included the use of religion to influence public opinion. This included the use of religious symbols and rituals to promote Jewish causes, such as the establishment of the State of Israel. Additionally, Jewish organizations sought to use religious teachings to promote social justice and to oppose racism and antisemitism. Through these efforts, Jewish organizations sought to create a more tolerant and inclusive society. Overall, Jewish involvement in the religious community in the 20th century was largely driven by a desire to promote Jewish interests and to oppose antisemitism. Through the establishment of Jewish-dominated religious organizations, the promotion of Jewish-friendly beliefs, and the use of religion to influence public opinion, Jewish organizations sought to create a more tolerant and inclusive society. Main idea number 16. Jewish involvement in the cultural community. Jewish involvement in the cultural community in the 20th century was largely driven by a desire to promote Jewish interests and to oppose antisemitism. This involvement included the establishment of Jewish-dominated cultural organizations, the promotion of Jewish-friendly values, and the use of culture to influence public opinion. Jewish involvement in the cultural community in the 20th century was largely driven by a desire to promote Jewish interests and to oppose antisemitism. This involvement included the establishment of Jewish-dominated cultural organizations, such as the American Jewish Committee, the Anti-Defamation League, and the American Jewish Congress. These organizations sought to promote Jewish-friendly values and to influence public opinion through the use of culture. Jewish-dominated organizations such as the YIVO Institute for Jewish Research and the Jewish Publication Society of America were also established to promote Jewish culture and to preserve Jewish history. In addition to these organizations, Jewish individuals and groups were also active in the cultural community. Jewish writers, artists, and intellectuals were prominent in the literary, artistic, and intellectual movements of the 20th century. Jewish authors such as Franz Kafka, Isaac Bashevis Singer, and Saul Bellow were influential in the development of modern literature. Jewish artists such as Marc Chagall and Pablo Picasso were influential in the development of modern art. Jewish intellectuals such as Sigmund Freud and Theodor Adorno were influential in the development of modern philosophy and social theory. Jewish involvement in the cultural community was also evident in the film industry. Jewish filmmakers such as Steven Spielberg, Woody Allen, and Stanley Kubrick were influential in the development of modern cinema. Jewish actors such as Dustin Hoffman, Barbara Streisand, and Paul Newman were influential in the development of modern acting. Jewish producers such as David Geffen and Harvey Weinstein were influential in the development of modern film production. Jewish involvement in the cultural community was also evident in the music industry. Jewish musicians such as Leonard Bernstein, Bob Dylan, and Paul Simon were influential in the development of modern music. Jewish producers such as Phil Spector and Quincy Jones were influential in the development of modern music production. Jewish record labels such as Atlantic Records and Columbia Records were influential in the development of modern music distribution. Jewish involvement in the cultural community was also evident in the theater. Jewish playwrights such as Arthur Miller and Tennessee Williams were influential in the development of modern theater. Jewish actors such as Marlon Brando and Al Pacino were influential in the development of modern acting. Jewish directors such as Elia Kazan and Mike Nichols were influential in the development of modern directing. Jewish involvement in the cultural community was also evident in the visual arts. Jewish painters such as Mark Rothko and Jackson Pollock were influential in the development of modern painting. Jewish sculptors such as Louise Nevelson and Isamu Noguchi were influential in the development of modern sculpture. Jewish photographers such as Diane Arbus and Richard Avedon were influential in the development of modern photography. Jewish involvement in the cultural community was also evident in the world of politics. Jewish politicians such as Henry Kissinger and Golda Meir were influential in the development of modern diplomacy. Jewish activists such as Abba Eban and Elie Wiesel were influential in the development of modern human rights. Jewish organizations such as the American Israel Public Affairs Committee and the Anti-Defamation League were influential in the development of modern foreign policy. Main idea number 17. Jewish involvement in the international community. Jewish involvement in the international community in the 20th century was largely driven by a desire to promote Jewish interests and to oppose antisemitism. This involvement included the establishment of Jewish-dominated international organizations, the promotion of Jewish-friendly policies, and the use of international influence to shape public opinion. Jewish involvement in the international community in the 20th century was largely driven by a desire to promote Jewish interests and to oppose antisemitism. This involvement included the establishment of Jewish-dominated international organizations, such as the World Jewish Congress, the World Zionist Organization, and the Anti-Defamation League. These organizations sought to influence international policy and public opinion in favor of Jewish causes, such as the establishment of a Jewish state in Palestine. Additionally, Jewish organizations sought to combat antisemitism through international campaigns, such as the boycott of Nazi Germany and the promotion of Holocaust education. Jewish involvement in international politics also extended to the United Nations, where Jewish representatives sought to shape international policy on issues such as human rights, refugees, and the Middle East conflict. Jewish organizations also sought to influence public opinion through the media, using their international influence to shape the narrative around Jewish issues. Finally, Jewish organizations sought to promote Jewish culture and identity through international events, such as the Maccabiah Games and the World Jewish Congress. In sum, Jewish involvement in the international community in the 20th century was driven by a desire to promote Jewish interests and to oppose antisemitism. This involvement included the establishment of Jewish-dominated international organizations, the promotion of Jewish-friendly policies, and the use of international influence to shape public opinion. Main idea number 18. Jewish involvement in the political discourse. Jewish involvement in the political discourse in the 20th century was largely driven by a desire to promote Jewish interests and to oppose antisemitism. This involvement included the establishment of Jewish-dominated think tanks, the promotion of Jewish-friendly ideas, and the use of political rhetoric to influence public opinion. Jewish involvement in the political discourse of the 20th century was largely motivated by a desire to protect and promote Jewish interests. This involvement took many forms, from the establishment of Jewish-dominated think tanks to the promotion of Jewish-friendly ideas and the use of political rhetoric to influence public opinion. Jewish organizations such as the American Jewish Committee, the Anti-Defamation League, and the World Jewish Congress were instrumental in advocating for Jewish rights and interests in the United States and abroad. Jewish activists also sought to influence public opinion through the media, using their influence to shape the narrative around issues such as immigration, civil rights, and foreign policy. The Jewish involvement in the political discourse of the 20th century was also driven by a desire to oppose antisemitism. Jewish organizations such as the American Jewish Congress and the World Jewish Congress were instrumental in advocating for the rights of Jews in the United States and abroad. Jewish activists also sought to influence public opinion through the media, using their influence to shape the narrative around issues such as immigration, civil rights, and foreign policy. Jewish organizations also sought to combat antisemitism through education and public awareness campaigns, as well as through legal action. The Jewish involvement in the political discourse of the 20th century was also driven by a desire to promote Jewish culture and values. Jewish organizations such as the American Jewish Committee and the World Jewish Congress were instrumental in advocating for the rights of Jews in the United States and abroad. Jewish activists also sought to influence public opinion through the media, using their influence to shape the narrative around issues such as immigration, civil rights, and foreign policy. Jewish organizations also sought to promote Jewish culture and values through education and public awareness campaigns, as well as through the promotion of Jewish art, literature, and music. Main idea number 19. Jewish involvement in the intellectual discourse. Jewish involvement in the intellectual discourse in the 20th century was largely driven by a desire to promote Jewish interests and to oppose antisemitism. This involvement included the establishment of Jewish-dominated intellectual circles, the promotion of Jewish-friendly theories, and the use of intellectual arguments to influence public opinion. Jewish involvement in the intellectual discourse of the 20th century was largely motivated by a desire to protect and promote Jewish interests. This involvement took many forms, including the establishment of Jewish-dominated intellectual circles, the promotion of Jewish-friendly theories, and the use of intellectual arguments to influence public opinion. Jewish intellectuals sought to create an intellectual environment that was sympathetic to Jewish interests and to oppose antisemitism. This was done by promoting theories that were sympathetic to Jewish interests, such as the idea of a Jewish nation-state, and by attacking theories that were seen as hostile to Jews, such as racial theories of intelligence. Jewish intellectuals also sought to influence public opinion by engaging in debates and discussions in the public sphere, and by writing books and articles that sought to shape public opinion. The Jewish intellectual discourse of the 20th century was also characterized by a strong commitment to social justice and progressive causes. Jewish intellectuals were at the forefront of the civil rights movement, the feminist movement, and the anti-war movement. They were also active in the labor movement and in the struggle for economic justice. Jewish intellectuals sought to use their intellectual skills to promote social justice and to oppose racism, sexism, and other forms of discrimination. Jewish involvement in the intellectual discourse of the 20th century was also characterized by a strong commitment to the advancement of science and technology. Jewish intellectuals were instrumental in the development of modern physics, mathematics, and computer science. They were also active in the development of new technologies, such as the atomic bomb and the computer. Jewish intellectuals sought to use their knowledge and skills to advance science and technology, and to promote the use of science and technology for the benefit of humanity. Jewish involvement in the intellectual discourse of the 20th century was also characterized by a strong commitment to the arts and culture. Jewish intellectuals were active in the development of modern art, literature, and music. They were also active in the promotion of Jewish culture and identity. Jewish intellectuals sought to use their knowledge and skills to promote Jewish culture and to oppose antisemitism. Main idea number 20. Jewish involvement in the social discourse. Jewish involvement in the social discourse in the 20th century was largely driven by a desire to promote Jewish interests and to oppose antisemitism. This involvement included the establishment of Jewish-dominated social networks, the promotion of Jewish-friendly values, and the use of social media to influence public opinion. Jewish involvement in the social discourse of the 20th century was a multifaceted endeavor. Jews sought to promote their interests and oppose antisemitism through a variety of means. Jewish-dominated social networks were established to provide a platform for Jewish voices to be heard. Jewish-friendly values were promoted through the media, and Jewish-led organizations sought to influence public opinion through the use of social media. Jewish intellectuals and activists also sought to shape the discourse by engaging in debates and discussions on a variety of topics, from politics to culture. By engaging in the social discourse, Jews were able to make their voices heard and to shape the conversation in ways that were beneficial to their interests. The Jewish involvement in the social discourse of the 20th century was also a means of self-defense. Jews sought to protect themselves from anti-Semitic attacks by engaging in public discourse and by challenging anti-Semitic ideas and rhetoric. Jewish organizations and activists also sought to combat anti-Semitism through education and advocacy. By engaging in the social discourse, Jews were able to make their voices heard and to challenge anti-Semitic ideas and rhetoric. Jewish involvement in the social discourse of the 20th century was also a means of advancing Jewish interests. Jews sought to promote their interests through the media, through political activism, and through the use of social media. Jewish organizations and activists sought to influence public opinion and to shape the discourse in ways that were beneficial to their interests. By engaging in the social discourse, Jews were able to make their voices heard and to shape the conversation in ways that were beneficial to their interests.